You've heard of it.
Wherever you go, you can listen to the news. You can sleep with the blues on this wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Which I realize when you first look at it seems long, confusing, and even boring. Actually, all it is a lot of rules and regulations
drawn up by the Levites, who are all descended from a fellow named Levi. If it was written today, we might very well call it Mr. Levy's book. Now then, you'll find Mr. Levy saying that the Lord sure as shooting does answer our prayers.
Of course, he does this answering in his own way. Now that's what puzzles. Even send some weak minds off into atheism and nervous breakdowns. The Lord is always listening. But suppose you ask for a promotion and a raise on your job, and the Lord knows you'd really be better at another job. Does he give you that raise? No. As a matter of fact, he probably gets you fired, so you're forced to think and seek work more suitable to your capacities. The answer is so obvious. Prayers are answered. Because whatever happens, that's the answer.
You know, it sounds so simple when Phil explains everything.
Lost Discs Radio.
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's incredible sounds now of Chester the Molester. Come on in and let... No, now come on, that's not my joke. Chesty in the studio over there made the joke that was some kind of a molestation song kicking off the show, folks, and I apologize for that kind of smut on WBCQ tonight. No, that's the incredible sounds of Kaleidoscope. Yeah, man, the group is Kaleidoscope, and they're kicking off the show tonight for you, and... Well, it's going to be one of those nights, and we are on live. You know, the listeners to this program are very savvy. You know, we put on a repeat. There ain't no emails coming in. You see what I mean? But when we're on live...
Like tonight.
Like we are tonight. Now, Doc, we're not going to prove it, because then people hearing it in a repeat, they tune out, and they say, who the hell cares?
What about the official message?
Except to tell the people that are hearing it live... Right,
so it's like a challenge to make this show a repeat. Play it as a repeat later, but no one will know it's a repeat.
It should sound like any just generic show could be for any time.
Right. So if I said it was snowing outside right now, that would really blow it.
Yeah. Seeing as it's like 98.9
no,
in the studio
out.
Here.
It's not. It's snowing out. No, wait a minute. The leaves are turning. It's beautiful outside.
It's a beautiful spring day here.
Do I see a crocus blossoming?
I do. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. Is that a crocus in your pocket? What'd you say? What did he say about his pockets? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start. Again, I apologize for the smut. Okay, what's going on here? Well, this is the Lost Discs radio show. This is Jim E. Knight. And I'm sitting in with you now for the next hour, and it is all right. I'll give it one time, and then people who are pissed off about this sort of thing and don't want to email in because it's a repeat. Well, then they can email in only on this one time, right? It's July 8th of 2006, and so if you're really in real time with us, get in on the email action tonight, and we'd like to shout back out at you tonight on the show, man. You email it to some beans for dinner. Lost at WBCQ.us is the email. And Dr. Doc Brown, of course, is over there mouthing off as usual. But the big excitement... that was the best pregnant pause we could have hoped for there, Doc.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I was thinking about?
I thought you were passing gas, but it turned out to be a motorcycle going down the road.
No, I was thinking about if our email address had a W in it, but it's the... It's the website address that doesn't have the three W's. Like, I thought it was lost at bcq.us.
Face it, it's really confusing trying to get in touch with us. That's why we don't get people contacting us that often. That's what I tell myself. Hey, here's another good reason to contact us, folks. It's true. All three of us are in tonight. Joe Stacks is on the phone out of Pittsburgh. Joe, do we have an audio level on you tonight?
I hear you beautifully. It sounds great. I hope I'm coming in.
Joe, you sound great, too, on the phone there. Now, Joe, you and me, we spent the better part of this past week hanging out there together because me and Chesty, see, we hopped it on over to Pittsburgh, PA there. And we was... Whoa, okay.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Doc, there's an Iron City beer in the fridge for you. Yeah. I want you to crack that open.
Is that in the can?
In the can. After you finish the beer you have, and me will crack...
That's been there since the Steelers won the Super Bowl.
You were cracking... Which is exactly why these things need to be drunk.
It's Arn City.
You need to be drunk on the Arn. Okay, I pronounced it wrong. It's Arn City. Okay, so Joe, now this is going to be a little bit too bad because we're going to hear a kind of a mixed bag tonight. We're going to hear some really cool stuff, Joe, that you gave me and some records that you and I found together while we were record hunting out there in Pittsburgh and the whole thing of it, Pittsburgh. And, but we're also getting some mixed bag. We got some Squaresville stuff on deck and some psych action and some blues. And now, speaking of psych action, we all know about a group called the Trogs. Joe, you know about the Trogs?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, love is all around, man.
Love
you
is
wild thing, you.
Wild thing.
And
you know?
Didn't Chesty have a Trogs ale? She had the Sid Presley ale while we were taking a break.
Yeah, it was a local brew there we were having. Some kind of troglodyte ale. She was pounding them down, folks. She really, it was embarrassing. What?
Post a picture from Jerry's on the internet?
We could, but then that'd be giving away our sources, Jesse. Well, we'll post a picture of Joe Stacks and I deep in the record mine on our website later, but when we get it up there, we'll let you know. In the meantime, folks, we're going to move it on because it is a really hot summer night. No kidding. It's ridiculous in the studio where we are up here. It's like, what is it? It's like 46 degrees outside, Doc?
It's Celsius.
That's Celsius. That's very, thank you for picking up on that. So what happens is I run into this record while I'm out there in Pittsburgh, and it's by the Trogs. Except here's the problem. Well, we all know the Trogs were like 1966, 67, massive hit with Wild Thing and Love Is All Around and A Girl Like You and all these kind of... And then it turns out that this record is from 1975. They were like trying to have a revival in the mid-late 70s. And I,
Joe, you all right?
Joe, are you choking on your beer there?
That doesn't sound good.
Well, it's not going to sound good, but it's interesting nonetheless. In fact, it's so...
That's why we play.
That's, yes, it's so bad that it's interesting somehow. So here they are tonight, folks, exclusively on the show. And it's not... Who did that Summertime? Was that Cole Porter?
Summertime is Gershwin.
Gershwin. Yeah, from Porgy and Bess. Yeah, thank you. Well, it's not that song. It's just... It gets worse and worse, folks.
I thought it was Sublime.
Yeah, sure it is. Here comes me. Exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Smooth sound of the Trogs out of the 70s, man. With their non-hit Summertime. For the Summertime...
Wear the dresses so low you can see the sun on their tan skin.
Yeah.
I like the summertime when the girls wear the dresses so high you can see the sun on their faces. But it's summertime. I like a discotheque when the music's getting heavy and the girls get hot and the summertime body starts shaking. I like a slow ride home with the girls sat beside me and she's so she can't stop me from feeling. So, so good. It's oh, so fun in the summertime.
See, if he actually says the F word there, Alan Weiner at BCQ gets fined like $50,000 for this, folks. Let's.
I like the summertime when the girls wear the dresses so low you can see the sun on their tan skin. I like the summertime when the girls wear the dresses.
Here comes. He's going to say it this time. Here for the F word, folks. No! Are you offended yet?
Dr. Doc Brown. Joe Stacks.
Oh, my God.
The next voice you hear will be that of the greatest lover of all time.
Hey, Jim, it's time for a record that really rocks.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
He drives a Duesenberg, he races a Cobra, and he told me to go to hell. He's quite a boy.
Yes, I know.
Hey, Jim.
Just say
With the free speech difference. WBCQ, Great Worldwide Radio, with your favorites.
Hey, why don't you send us an email? LOST at WBCQ.US. LOST at WBCQ.US.
Live tonight,
lost at WBCQ.
Email us.
Here comes another oldie, but not necessarily a goodie.
The day paradise put up a parking lot with a big hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They charge the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Big paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bop, 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 bop. Ooh, bop, 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 bop. Hey, farmer, farmer, put him with a DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, believe me, the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Big yellow taxi took away our old man. that you don't know what you got till it's gone. Take the night, put up a parking lot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
That record was Strictly Squaresville, Jimmy.
I'd have been very disappointed if she hadn't said that.
What? I said it right.
Boners are not always committed by performers.
This is Edward R. Sorrow, reporting from on the scene at Cape Carnival, where Project Mercury, America's man in space team, will shortly try to launch astronaut Jordan Blooper into orbit. Captain Blooper, how did you feel when you read the telegram notifying you about your selection as an astronaut?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
What do your friends have to say?
My friends think I'm crazy.
I see now that they're motioning for you to get into your spacesuit.
I guess there's nothing left for me.
This is Ed Sorrow at Cape Carnival, turning you over to Arthur Frogley in Mercury Control.
I'm standing next to the men who'll help control Captain Blooper's spaceship. Do you fellas ever worry that you'll push the wrong button?
I know what I'm doing.
You know astronaut Blooper personally. What is he really like?
He's so fine. Oh, yeah.
How close are we now to countdown?
I've lost count of the hours.
How in the world did you know when to push the button last time you sent someone into space?
Another fella told me.
Well, they're signaling me now that astronaut Blooper's all set in his spacesuit. Let's go down to pad number 14.
This is Peter Gorey on pad 14, and here comes Captain Blooper. Captain, good luck on your trip.
This is goodbye from me.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think I'm in trouble.
No, everyone has a lot of confidence in you. There's no reason to cry.
If you were glad to, it didn't happen to you.
Oh, you'll come through somehow.
I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Well, you see.
Hey, you!
Oh, they want me to get out of the way now, so back to Edward R. Sorrow.
Blast off time approaching. 3, 2, 1, 0. And there he goes up into space. Come in, astronaut Blooper. Have you anything to say to those listening in?
People, don't you worry.
How's it going up there, Jordan?
Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
What are you thinking right now, Jordan?
Oh,
yes, and you'll be a hero. Now, Jordan, here's a special message from the chief.
The astronaut, Blooper, the American people all thank you from the bottom of their hearts. If there's anything that you'd like to have waiting for you when you come back to Earth, just name it.
18 yellow roses in a pretty bouquet.
Let's have a big cheer for astronaut Blooper for making a good flight.
Radio, lost discs,
radio. It's rock and roll, brother.
What's the time?
It's 10:25.
And for sure.
About 76 degrees.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Yes, well, folks, there's an aurora watch happening right now at spaceweather.com. Northern Sky Watchers should be alert for auroras tonight. A coronal mass ejection that left the sun on July 6th might just hit the Earth and spark geomagnetic storms. Or it might not. The CME was not squarely Earth-directed, so... ooh, it could miss our planet. Oh, well, right currently we have a solar wind speed around 370 kilometers per second with a proton density around 0.7 protons per cubic centimeter. In the mid-latitudes tonight, over the next 24 hours, you've got about a 35% chance of active geomagnetic storms. And that also goes for the high latitudes. Yeah, that's severe. You've even got a 20% chance of severe geomagnetic storms in the high and mid latitudes over the next 24 hours. But over the next 48 hours, that drops back to about a 5% chance on severe storms. So, you know, they don't know any more than anybody else around here about the weather. But we try to bring it to you here on the Lost Discs Radio Show. And, hey, we, you know, we do what we can.
I have a question about these storms.
I wish, yeah, go.
Let's say we're not listening to the shortwave. In what way does that affect your body? Like, how would you know? You get a tingling in your toes? You get that feeling like somebody...
Cancer. You get lots of cancer, doc.
You get that feeling like somebody's talking about you, but you don't know if they are or not.
Yes, your ears are burning. Right.
That kind of thing.
All right.
Ringing.
Hey, okay, so we was digging a thing there called Jordan Blooper Astronaut by Stu Allen off the Roax record label or some ridiculous thing like that. Yeah, the Roax Records label. And, you know, the blooper, because, of course, you know, they sent up another shuttle. Did you watch that the past week or so? It was like a blooper reel, like, well, we're going to launch it today, but then it's like, hey, tune in at 3 o'clock today. We're sure to get it off the ground, and it was scrubbed. And then, you know, the foam comes ripping off of the thing, and, well, we all remember last time the foam came ripping off, we lost the crew, Doc. What? Come on.
Yeah.
And yeah, now there's like, well, the foam came ripping off, but tune in at 3:29 p.m. today Eastern. That's 2:29 Mountain Standard Central Time.
I don't understand why we're even out there in space, to be honest with you.
Well, at least in a shuttle at this point.
All like, I can say is Tang.
See, you know what? Doc, Tang, here's the thing about Tang and the space shuttle. This is technology.
Oh, and the pen that writes upside down.
This is technology that was cutting edge when the music we played was not hitting the charts. Do you understand that analogy there?
Right. I do. You know, it's like any like right here what you're doing, right, literally rivals what a NASA guy can do on his computer.
Jesus.
Like somebody's like, "Ooh, NASA made it. Ooh, it must be really special," but they're sitting around in the same machines they've had like since the late 80s. It's not like NASA.
Yeah,
ooh.
Man. Yeah, man. And anyway, we kicked off that set with the Trogs doing a song called Summertime. Not to be confused with that famous song that we all love called Summertime. And, Doc, admit it. That, like you said, that may be one of the worst songs we've ever played. That's a contender. Anyway.
It's definitely a contender.
From the mid-70s, the Trogs. And a group called the Dearly Beloved there with Peep Peep Pop Pop. Peep Peep Pop Pop. And that's one that Joe Stacks gave us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Joe. What about the Dearly Beloved, man?
Well, they were... one of the bigger groups to come out of the Tucson, Arizona area from around the mid-60s. That was actually a release on the Columbia Records label from 1966.
Groovy. Hey, now, Joe, this is exciting. Well, this is weird, but it's a little bit exciting because we got to check the emails that are coming in here real quick before we run out of time. Good old Cosmic Debris. Welcoming us back to doing a live radio show, you know what I mean? Because I hate to do this to you folks, but it's like every other week we have to do a repeat, and it's probably going to be that way again next week. My apologies to those of you that care about that sort of thing. And thank you for caring, you know, because that means that you dig it when we're on live. And, you know, good old Cosmic Debris and the Lumpy Gravy radio show there at 6 p.m. on Eastern Time Zone, 7415, Saturday nights. Check them out. Good old Larry in South St. Paul's getting it pretty good, and he digs it when we play repeats, I guess. Rabishu has got his bong loaded, and he's doing something else illegal out there in Texas. Go look him up. Mr. Bill. Hey, lay off over there, Trixie. Mr. Bill is getting it in Globe, Arizona. The reason all the guys email in, Trixie, who's got a jealous tone over there, Trixie? Huh? It's because they all want to hook up with Chesty. Now, speaking of guys that want to hook up with Chesty, look at this. Richard Chamberlain has emailed into the show tonight.
Richard awesome. Chamberlain,
what's up with that? What?
Yeah, he does.
And so I went, so Chesty ran, as soon as we got this email from Richard Chamberlain, and he says that he's getting it on 7415 kilohertz, and he's at some ranch 40 miles north of... I'll be drinking more beer.
Well,
40 miles north of Laredo. So Chesty goes over to the archives and pulls out a 45 that we have by Richard Chamberlain. We're playing it right now. Of course, we assume it's not really, you know...
It's Richard Chamberlain. Come on, Richard. This is for you. Remember this?
Remember when he cut this record on the MGM label? Let's see if we can get it here. We all know this one. It's by the... Yeah, it was by the Everly Brothers originally. Yeah. Now, this is the Richard Chamberlain.
When I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
And that's like out of, like, I don't know, 1965 or something?
Maybe, Richard, maybe you can tell us, you know, some funny stories about the studio. Like, maybe something about the studio singers, the women there singing backup.
Did he get...
He had some little stuff going on, a little hanky-panky.
Yeah, maybe he got lucky. All right, and just to prove to you, we have the actual 45, Richard. Listen, we'll wind it down for you. All right. So, you know, that's what we do around here on Saturday nights now, folks, for BCQ and for your underground shortwave experience. On the Lost Discs Radio Show, you can get in on that email action by getting on the computer and typing it into lost@wbcq.us. Now, here's the really cool thing. This is a perfect tie-in, because speaking of the Everly Brothers, who did the original of that All I Have to Do is Dream, we now have two versions of a song that the Everly Brothers originally cut. See, the Everly Brothers, you know, they were still going strong in the mid-60s, but no one was buying their records. Right? And so they did this song called A Man with Money. Okay? It was on the Warner Brothers label, like in 1966. And then there's this group called A Wild Uncertainty out of England. And Joe, tell us real quick about this group, A Wild Uncertainty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. The group Wild Uncertainty recorded on the Planet label, and that's where this 45 is coming from, to us from. Planet was only around for a couple of years, founded and run by a guy named Shel Talmy, who was an early producer for the Kinks and the Who.
Oh, yeah.
I believe this was their only single, and it came out on Planet Records in 66.
All right, Joe. Well, tell you what, we're gonna spin both versions back-to-back now, and I guess we'll send this out to Richard Chamberlain tonight. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio, here's the Everly Brothers, man, making the scene.
She wants a man with lots of money, and I'm a poor boy. He buys a thing, she calls him honey. She calls me poor boy. What good does it do to give her love pure and true? Down the street, I know a place. When they're asleep, I'll cover my face. I'll break the lock, open the door. I'll slip inside.
Discs Radio.
Discs Radio.
Instant
replay.
She wants a man with lots of money. Not a poor boy. He buys her things. She calls him honey. She calls me poor boy.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son. Nobody ever lends money to a man with a sense of humor.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Oh, yes. Well, that's why the guys email into this program. There ain't no women, there ain't no lesbians emailing into this program, so far as we can tell. Folks, are you offended yet? That's what I try to do. Now, Chesty, go ahead. Tell us about this chick pick. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, sure. It's a Country Joe.
Huh?
Country Joe.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's where people go. They go to the country in the summertime. You know why they go to that's the right. country in the summertime, don't you, Jimmy?
Now, why would that be, Chesty?
Yeah, midsummer nights. Never mind.
Thanks, Jenny.
No, Country Joe the fish.
Hey, whoa, what did he say?
Joe.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Yeah, that's right. And the living is easy.
Yeah, the chogs will tell you.
Because it's summertime, just like the earlier song.
Well, let's do it then. Here comes tonight in the show, man.
Oh, they've got a great organ, and you know how I enjoy that.
All right, Country Joe and the Fish, ladies and gentlemen, out of 1967. Yeah, it's Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week. Dig it.
Well, now deep in my heart, baby, I know that you care. Deep in my heart, baby. Feeling too. Come on, baby, it's time to move. Cause I've got something that's a strong groove. I got love, love, sweet love, sweet love. I got love, baby.
If you don't turn on, you don't belong. You gotta turn on, tune in, and drop out. Experience the mind-expanding powers of acid.
Fun-loving good guys.
Anyway, getting back to Ginny, Dr. Doc, and Chesty.
Lost Discs Radio.
The Moan Stories.
WPCQ.
The station with the happy difference.
La 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 la.
Your whole family ships.
Best people have been the
ships. And we love you.
He climbed right the way long. Oh, it's long. It must suck.
I wonder what happened there.
Hi, we're the Dovells. Welcome back.
I
Live Radio, the Lost Discs Radio Show. WBCQ, transmitting at 2.8 mega worldwide candle power, 7.415 million electromagnetic field impulses per second, Monticello, Maine, USA.
It's a hot, hot, hot summer here.
When you're through swimming, I'll dry your back. Come and relax, girl, in my little beach shack.
What you say now?
There'll be nothing you lack. It's a pleasure to welcome you to my little beach shack.
Come together.
My beach shack, maybe we'll be alone. In my beach shack,
I'll make you feel at home. Take off that wet cap, let down your hair. Come to my beach shack, you'll be comfortable there.
You believe it now.
Be my guest, have a snack. See how nice I treat company in my little beach shack.
Do you hear me now?
My beach shack, baby, we'll be alone. In my beach shack, I'll make you feel at home.
Come see my etchings, I wish you would. Don't be afraid, girl, my intentions are good.
You believe me now.
I know, girl, by the pack, there's no one I want there but you in my little beach shack.
In my beach shack, baby, we'll be alone. In my beach shack,
I'll make you feel at home
in my little beach shack.
Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ.
On WBCQ.
We got Jimmy Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, old Joe Stax is sometimes around on Lost Discs Radio, running on BCQ. Wow.
Johnny Lightning. LF Midwood.
Now you're just
cosmic debris.
Now you're just kissing ass.
Waves that cover the land and wash the white morning mist reflect my thoughts, reflect my eyes, reflecting the fog of the sea's white waves. Dance in the sand, the turn and call and then sing. Resound my voice, resound my eyes, resounding the blue of the sky, blue waves. Waves as they roll, turning green, sounding the helpless gray sand. Unbind my cries, unbind. Unbinding the cool green of trees, green waves. Waves that cover the land and wash the white morning mist. Reflect my thoughts, reflect my eyes, reflecting the fog of the sea's white waves. Waves as they roll, turning green, sounding gray sound. Unbind my cries, unbind my eyes, unbinding the cool green of trees, green waves.
Lost Discs Radio.
They're out of their minds. And there's a bunch of them.
Well, I come home from work, I had to knock on my own door. Got $1 million worth of furniture. after my baby's lying on the floor. I said, what's going on here? This place looks like a wreck. She jumps down and turns around for giving me head. I said, she jumps down and turns around for giving me head. My baby's mean. Yeah, my baby's mean. I said, she's mean. Meanest girl you ever seen. She said, where's all your money? You got paid today. I said, I'm sorry, honey, but I spent it on the way. She said, I guess you spent it out in the town. I said, I'll give it to my girlfriend when you get out of town. I said, I'll give it to my girlfriend when you get out of town. She blew a top. Well, I thought she caught a cop. My baby's mean. Meanest girl you ever seen. Well, she went into a dresser and she got a Remington. I said, well, baby, where you going with that gun? She said, I'll make it mighty simple, gonna make it mighty plain. I'm gonna shoot you through the head and blow out your brains. I'm gonna shoot you through the head and blow out your brains. My baby's me. Yeah, my baby's me. I said she's me, meanest girl you ever seen. Oh, my baby's me. Yeah, I figured it was time to split the scene and leave it clean. Hey, I got a boot and scoot, I ain't got no root.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I got a split before I get hit.
That's the kind of stuff that's happening time to show, man. Yeah, the incredible sounds now of the Mott's Men, okay. Now, people are screaming in the background, folks. It's not a pretty scene here in the studio. Suddenly, we are on live. It is July. That's all I'm telling you. So quit not emailing during the repeats, because if you're not hearing this show and it's not July, if you're hearing this show and it's not July, then go do something else with your life. If you're hearing the show and it is July 8th of 06, hey, then you've stumbled across this insanity, and you can get in on this email action. Once again, I'll give it for the last time tonight. It's lost@wbcq.us, and in the background, Trixie is going topless.
She likes to take her bra off. It's summertime, no bras, it's tube tops.
Okay, she's... it's tube top
season. Tube top time again.
Come on. Trixie, just take your top off and get it over. With. She always put, well, in the wintertime shows.
I'm not wearing a bra.
She always pins her bra onto the wall of the studio somewhere about 10:30 Eastern time zone, folks. But tonight she's not wearing a bra. So that explains that. Hey, folks, you can also get in touch with us via the analog mail, right? And that would be the post office box. Doc, go ahead. Give it to him now. Come on.
Yeah, Lost Disc Radio. P.O. Box 157 in the North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 USA.
USA. We're in the USA. Hey, correct. I want to hear from one of these people up in Canada. You know, supposedly we're syndicated, sort of, on up in Halifax, Nova Scotia on 88.1 FM, CKDU.
1 a.m. on Mondays,
and,
right?
Yeah, right. Well, like Tuesdays at 5 a.m. or
Tuesdays
something.
Tuesdays at 5.
And in Winnipeg, Manitoba, we're on some kick-ass FM station up there. I don't even know what they call it. And then, you know, and then somewhere in like Moscow, Utah or something, where someone's picked us up. And, well, we have yet to hear from anybody that's listening to these low-power FM stations, these independent FM stations across America and Canada. Maybe that's because just there's no one listening, or maybe no one cares, or maybe, I don't know, maybe everyone's hungover in these parts. Who knows? So get in touch with us on the email or in the post office box there, folks. It is, once again, post office box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. Now, here's some people that did it on the email. That guy Richard Chamberlain emailed back in and said, yeah, I know. I have the same name as that guy Richard Chamberlain, so get off my back, man, because all the kids in school used to, used to pull my wedgie up between my legs. It was not funny. He was not funny, Trixie. So, hey, Trixie's laughing at that guy Richard Chamberlain. Now, what else is going on? Now, Chesty Bill in Globe, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, we love Bill.
Here's what he says tonight. First of all, he was digging the Trogs song. And Bill Chesty wants to know how your feet's doing after fighting all them fires. But here, he says he met Chesty's local counterpart, a gal by the name of Georgia, who tends bar at the Copper Parrot in downtown Globe, Arizona. Yowzers, he says. You know what I'm saying?
Globes, Arizona.
Chesty says that would be Globes, Arizona. Right. Now, here's a signal report from Ken and Marlene, and they're up in Toronto, Canada, right? They're getting solid signals on 5110 and 7415 kilohertz on their shortwave rig, their Sony ICF-2010, folks. And he's doing some heavy drinking tonight. Yeah, that's right. We're on two frequencies, man. When we're on live like this, and even in repeats. Hey, we're coming in loud and clear in the deep woods of southern Indiana. That's Sherry and Eric. Different Eric. Okay, yow. Robert Daniels just emailed in with a yow. He says, you guys rock. That means us guys rock. What about the chicks in the background, buddy? We gotta live here with these people. You gotta give them some shouts out or else we come
Chesty
off.
Chesty lives here now?
We come off looking pretty bad. Well, I just mean in general, we coexist with them on our weekly lives, Doc.
All right, you guys, you're
QSL. He wants a QSL card.
Joe Stacks. What's going on here?
You know what the thing is? Oh, and this is a guy named Bob. Now, Robert Daniels. Forget it. Hey, you know what, folks? We do send out QSL cards. And so when you contact us like this, give us your location and all, and we will give something in your P.O. box. Well, we got about a minute left to wrap things up here, folks. So let's just shout it over to Joe Stacks one more time. Joe,
we thought of a new segment. Maybe it's called Challenge Joe Stacks.
Instead of Stump Joe Stacks,
it's Challenge.
Challenge. What do you say, Joe?
Challenge him, Joe. Joe, you have 20 seconds to name 10 songs that have summertime in the title. Go!
Oh, man, you're killing me, Doc. In the summertime, Seven. Mungo Jerry. Of course, summertime by any number of people, including Janet Joplin with Big Brother and The Holding Company.
Okay.
There Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues with Eddie Cochran.
13 seconds.
Man, Here Comes Summer.
Time?
By
9 seconds.
5. I blew it.
8 seconds. Joe, Blue Cheer, Summertime Blues.
Summertime. Well, all right. Folks, that's the kind of action.
Summertime, Daddy Jamie's.
Okay. Hey, folks, you've been digging the Lost Discs radio show on WBCQ on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz. And people are really hurting themselves. This is for your underground shortwave experience. It's all illegal. We're all going to be going to hell someday because of the Republicans, and that's the way. We would not have it any other way. So enjoy it while you can, man, and we'll dig you next week. Probably on a repeat, unfortunately. It's just been one hell of a summer so far. So maybe in 2 weeks. We'll try to be back live with you folks. I'll do what I can. You know I love you all. You know we try to do it live when we can. We love it better doing it live, you know. Put your clothes back on, Trixie. And thanks, Joe.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys.
Night, Doc.
Yeah, good night.
Night, gals.